Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from the Dark Side of Wikipedia. If you like this show and you also like the paranormal, then be sure to check out my other podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every single Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, paranormal sensitivity, a conversation with Riley Cousins. Sometimes you just know that something is off. Sometimes you know when you're not alone, even when you can't see or hear anything around you. Periodically, those feelings are verified in a way that can only be described as traumatic. This is how it all started for Riley Cousins, a life of moving from house to house and ghost to ghost at every turn. Were spirits attracted to Riley and her family, or does she have a unique ability to see and hear spirits on the other side herself? We ask those questions and more today on The Grave Talks.
My story actually starts with a tragic event that happened in my family, and it just kind of circulated from there. When I was 8 years old, my aunt, she was only 18, and she had committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And before this, I had no experience with the paranormal whatsoever. I didn't even know what it was. I was so young.
Sure.
But when she passed, my mom and my grandma, which was her mom, they started receiving like feathers after she passed. And so when I was about 8 years old, I remember going into my mom's bedroom, and my mom had her other sister, my grandma, and, you know, they were crying, but with tears of joy, explaining how my mom found this white feather and the circumstances of it was very bizarre. We don't have any feather anything in the house. Mm-hmm. And she went on explaining how she thought it was from, you know, her young, my aunt who had passed. And I really didn't understand what the whole feather, you know, thing was about. Besides, you know, my mom just told me, hey, this is from your aunt. You know, I'm not going to say her name just for, you know, personal. Sure. But anyway. And so I said, okay, great. And so it started there. Shortly after she had passed. Now, to paint the picture, the house that I grew up in was a duplex. Mm-hmm. Multifamily house. And right next door was my other aunt, who's very close with my mom. And so my aunt lived right next door to us. And so shortly after my aunt had passed, my aunt started explaining stories about how lights in her house would flicker. And to most, that sounds so like, okay, well, that could be anything. That could be electrical. That could be, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But she would explain how she thought it was her sister. And so she would start to ask questions. Hey, if this is you, can you make that flicker again? Mm-hmm. And then the lights would start to flicker and dim in and out. And then my aunt would tell stories about how she would see orbs within her side of the house. And she always just assumed that it was my aunt. Now, from my point of view, being older, I'm a little skeptical of it, but that's her experience. And, you know, I'm not going to discredit that.
Sure.
But it was about a year after she had passed that I started experiencing things of my own. For example, I would hear people talking late at night. And being about 9, I would creep out of my bedroom, and it was late too. And I would go downstairs. Sometimes my parents had people over, you know how grownups are.
Sure.
And when I would creep down where the steps are and the lights were out. Everyone was asleep. And so I didn't really understand where the people's voices were coming from. Mm-hmm. It didn't really scare me at the time until other things had progressed later on. So I started hearing people talking, and as it had progressed, it would wake me up almost every single night. Mm-hmm. And it started to frighten me more and more. And when I tried to explain this to my mom, she meant well, but because she didn't understand, she would, I don't want to say have an attitude with me, but she would just be like, well, I don't know what this is. I don't know what to tell you. And so, and pretty much just left it at that.
Sure.
So several times into me hearing this voices, whatever, mm-hmm. came to a point where I was playing in my room. And I had a karaoke machine that I use frequently. And I
understand. And I have one in my living room. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they're a joy. They're a joy, let me tell yes. you. Especially when you're 9 and you're singing Taylor Swift and
oh, yeah.
nonstop. But so I had just got done singing one of my songs. And I turned off the karaoke machine. I didn't turn it off. I paused it. After I paused it, I felt really heavy energy in my room. And I can't explain it other than when something frightens you, your heart drops and, you know, just that sunken into your stomach type feeling.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I heard on the right side of my ear, this heavy man's breathing just, and mm-hmm. it scared the hell out of me. I booked it. I ran out of my room. I'm going to my mom and I'm telling her what's going on. And, you know, she's not understanding me, but she's like, okay, I'll go with you into your room. So we walk in there and mention how I said the karaoke machine was paused. When we went back in there, it was completely shut off. Mm-hmm. And I start freaking out and I'm like, I swear, you know, it was on. And same thing for my mom, just, okay. You know, I don't feel anything. I don't see anything. You're okay. And just shrugged it off.
Yeah.
So after that experience, my mom had a conversation with my grandma telling her, you know, what I'm hearing and whatnot. So my grandma decides to come over for a visit and she's explaining to me how what I'm hearing is residual energy. And I'm sure you've heard that term many
sure.
times before.
Yeah. Of,
you know, it's something in the past and energy doesn't leave. So, and the house was older, but it wasn't like 100+ years old. It was like 1930s. And at one point, the side that my aunt lived on was a candy shop, and on the right side the owner lived on that side.
Okay.
But as far as like, we had no history of anyone like passing away in the house or anything like that. So my grandma explains to me what residual energy is and that it's nothing to be afraid of and that I just have a special ability, if you will, to be able to hear these things.
Sure.
So
it's yeah. interesting, number one, sure. that your grandma knew about residual energy. So, usually if someone's going to pop up with that answer, they maybe have some experiences themselves.
Exactly. And she, after her daughter had died, she wanted answers. And so she started purchasing every type of psychic book, what happens after we pass. And now my family is very Christian based. So she already had an idea, you know, that she was okay, but she still wanted answers and she just didn't understand. And she had told me a story about a week after my aunt died, that she had a visitation dream where my grandma was in a bed, in her own bed. And my aunt came to her and sat next to the bed, telling her, "It's okay, Mom. I'm okay, Mom." And she went in to hug my grandma. And my grandma told me that she could feel my aunt's bra strap as she was hugging her. And it was so, so real and such a vivid experience for her. When she woke up, she instantly knew that was a visitation dream, that it wasn't just, you know, and I believe her. I haven't had that experience, but, you know, never say never.
Sure.
So after that visitation dream is when my grandma really started to, you know, research and whatnot, like I explained. So I believe that she got the residual energy lingo to me from what she read and everything. But so after that experience of my grandma explaining that it's residual energy, I was like, okay. And I just left it at that. So fast forward maybe about 6 months or so, the house that we grew up in, even though I didn't feel like there, I couldn't feel any spirits, if you will, you still got that creepy vibe. And especially down in the basement, I don't know what it was about the basement, but I just refused to go down there. You know how basements are.
Sure.
But my aunt had an experience on her side of the house, which later I would have an experience on my side of the house. So she and her boyfriend, they're sound asleep, and she woke up to someone wiggling her big toe. And that's so bizarre.
Yeah.
But she said, you know, trust me, it wasn't like a foot spasm or a Charlie horse or anything like that. She goes, I woke up at 2 a.m. and I could physically see my toe being wiggled back and forth. And how she didn't jump out of bed and leave the house is beyond me.
Yeah.
She thought nothing of it, and she went back to sleep. I'm like, okay, if you say so. And then the night after, her boyfriend woke up with his big toe being wiggled. And he was a skeptic beyond repair. So he didn't think anything of it. So after those experiences, my aunt goes on to tell us that she was at work, but her boyfriend, he was off or whatever, he was home. And apparently this spirit, this whatever it was not a fan of her boyfriend. And if you can imagine, her side of the house was one floor. And when you walk in, there's the living room. You walk into the living room, followed by the kitchen. After the kitchen, there is this long, narrow hallway that leads to a back laundry room. Mm-hmm. And in that back laundry room was storage that had like boxes piled up. So when he was home alone, I really don't know too much of the details, but all she said was that the boxes that were stacked up flew and were scattered all across the narrow hallway, enough to get his attention, have him stand up, check back there to see if anyone broke in.
Yeah.
And when he investigated the entire, you know, side of their house, there was nothing there. Well, he didn't stay around much longer after that. Now, I don't know. Their relationship wasn't great to begin with. So I don't know if that did it for him, but that's, you know.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.